Hare Krishna, everyone. Please come a little bit closer. I think I start already. I'm sorry, I was a little tired. I came out late. Guru Krishna, let us start. Can someone please give me a pair of karatas? Hier. Aber nimm dir dann bitte auch, sonst wird es so.
Dankeschön, unglaublich.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi jana vallabha giri varadhari. Gopi jana vallabha giri varadhari. Yasoda nandana raja jana randana. Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana. Yamuna tira panachari. Yamuna tira panachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohanada, Madan Mohanada, Madan Mohan Sri Radha. Ya ya la la ma la no la la ma la no han la la ma la no han ti la de Si si la da manan mohan ki jai Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for coming already a little bit earlier than normal. We will have our last lecture together. Bhagavatam is just now coming. Thank you very much. Oops. One moment, please. I will just request you to 8831, please. 831. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I will just chant the Sanskrit verse for you. Somehow everything happened so fast that we did not find time to. Shri Badarayanir Uvacha Evam Vyavasito Buddhya Samadayamano Ridi Jajapa Paramang Japyam Pragjanman Yanushikshitam. I think by these two Sanskrit words you might already get an idea. Jajapa Paramang Japyam could be about japa today. Sri Sukadev Goswami continued. It's very interesting. The Bhagavatam uses different names for Shukadev Goswami. Sometimes it's Sri Shuka Uvacha, sometimes it's Sri Rishi Uvacha, the saint, and very often it is Sri Badarayaniya Uvacha. This means, Badarayaniya means the son of Badarayana. Who's Badarayana? It's the one who only ate berry fruits. Who only eats berry fruits? A vegan person, maybe? Or well, Vyasadev stayed high up in the mountains in Badarikashrama, where there are the Badari fruits, and he is now the son of this saint who lived high in the mountains and nourished himself only from these berries. very small berries, you know. he will speak to us. Usually this name is chosen when something of majestic import is revealed. For instance, in the beginning of the Rasa Lila, it's not Sri Shuka Uvacha, it's not Sri Rishi Uvacha, it's Sri Badarayaneya Uvacha. To make clear, what you will hear now is coming from the son of a very renowned person. It is, has nothing to do with the dealings of men and women or young boys and young girls in this world. Do you follow?
Yes,
you follow. Good. So this is the idea. So what you will hear now, my dear devotees, it is really very wonderful. Good. Are you ready?
Yes.
Nitai Gunamani, ready? Good. Fine. Sri Shukadev Goswami continued. He will speak now about a technique that is to be applied in japa. He talks about the king of the elephants. Who is that? Gajendra, who in his previous life was the saintly king who got cursed. He was in danger, and in this danger, he now wants to take shelter of Lord Vishnu. He sees no other opportunity than to do this. And he has to prepare himself. I see our Russian devotees. Is it working with the... Yeah, harasho? Is it? Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Oden seid ihr? Ja, wartet mal. Den könnte ich ein... Es ist immer für mich die Sprachfrage, aber Ojashvi, sprichst du Deutsch? Nicht so gut, ne? Ja. Anyways, let's stay in English now. Thereafter, the king of the elephants, Gajendra, fixed his mind in his heart with perfect intelligence, and chanted a mantra which he had learned in his previous birth as Indradyumna, and which he remembered by the grace of Krishna. So let's pause for a moment. What is this here? Here is a great soul who's preparing himself for chanting a mantra. And what exactly did he do? Well, he fixed his mind in the heart. What does this mean in clear, plain 2024 language, how we talk nowadays? Well, it means he chanted from his heart. It was a prayerful activity. And he... here's another astonishing thing. He chanted a mantra. What was special about this mantra? Anyone remembers? Yes, he had learned that in a previous lifetime. Yes, thank you. And he remembered this. Did he remember it just like this, or was there some help? Yeah, by the grace of Krishna, he could remember. Starting to remember. Are you also sometimes starting to remember something spiritual? Of course. Everyone. And this is the grace of Krishna. It comes when we think, oh, my life, I have to maybe make some change and so on. Such a remembrance, says Prabhupada, is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Tatra tambuti samyoga labhate purvadehikam yatate chatato buya samsido kurunandana purvabhyasena te naiva riyate shyavashopisaha. In these verses, it is assured that Prabhupada just gives the verses. You know, when he does this, he expects us actually to look them up. So maybe I can ask Valentina to give me a Bhagavad Gita. So let's look that up. What do they say exactly? This seems to be important here. To remember something by the grace of Krishna. Wouldn't it be nice if we remember something by the grace of Krishna? Something important that comes to us at a time where we need direction, where we need answers, and where we get the clear understanding by the grace of Krishna. So it's important. So when you read like this, it's... And the translation is not given. Please assume that the writer turns to you and say, "I'm giving you the reference. Now look it up. Here it is for us." Mm. It's about the unsuccessful yogi who, after a long practice of yoga, gets reborn. Same situation. Indradyumna was such a he went to the Himalayas and did yoga, but he got cursed. He was not successful, and he got a rebirth. So, on taking such a birth, such a person revives the divine consciousness of his previous life. And he again tries to make further progress in order to achieve complete success, O son of Kuru. By virtue of the divine consciousness of his previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles, even without seeking them. Such an inquisitive transcendentalist stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures. My dear devotees, let me just say something very personally. You know that I'm a preacher, isn't it? That I'm going to people and talk to them. And I meet people who are totally new to Krishna consciousness, and they come to me, and I know, first of all, they are a little shy because I'm so I just gave a lecture or presentation, and they don't always know how I am privately or personally. Maybe I'm strange, you know, because after all, to make such a step, to dress like this always and have such a different haircut. Well, nowadays it's not so different, but you know, in the old times it was, wow, how do you look? And then have this, you know. They are a little shy, and they don't really always know why they want to speak to a person like me. And then after some time, you have to, when they feel more confident, they start to talk about their life, and they look spiritual for an advice, almost as if we have a long-lasting relationship. And sometimes every preacher can see there is something driving them, something impelling them, something moving them forward. And according to this text here, it might well be that they have practiced in their previous life spiritual life. And then in this life, they were forgetful. And then all of a sudden, they remembered, oh, this is what where you need to continue. And this is the situation of this amazing personality who was born in reborn as an animal. He all of a sudden remembered, wow, there is a solution to this dangerous danger in which I am. I have to turn to Krishna. But how do I do it? How do I do it? Bang! The prayer came back. In these verses, Prabhupada continues, it is assured that even if a person engages in devotional service and then falls down, he does not become degraded, but is placed in a position in which he will, in due course of time, that means after some time, remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained later, Gajendra was formerly King Indrajumna, and somehow or other, in his next life, he became King of the Elephants. Now Gajendra was in danger. And although he was in a body other than of a human being, he remembered the stotra, stotra means prayer, he had chanted in his previous life. Yatate cha tato bhuya sangsidho kuru nandana. Peng. Prabhupada is quoting here, this Bhagavad Gita verse, which we have just spoken about, the unsuccessful yogin, you know, how he remembers. To enable one to achieve perfection, Krishna gives one the chance to remember him again. My dear devotees, let me just make a little pause here. This sometimes can happen also in our life as devotees. All of a sudden, it can happen that our memory becomes clearer. It often happens on pilgrimage. When we go to places like Vrindavan Dham, Mayapur Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, and so on. I see now. What did I do until now? This chance to remember is given by Krishna. This is proved here. For although the king of the elephants, Gajendra, was put in danger, this was a chance for him to remember his previous devotional activities so that he could immediately be rescued by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, Prabhupada. Now listen to Prabhupada, he is a preacher. You will now get some good doses of preaching. You are ready?
Yes.
It is imperative. Imperative, what does imperative mean? It's a must. It's a must. Therefore, that all devotees in Krishna consciousness practice chanting some mantra. Certainly one should chant the Hare Krishna mantra, which is the Maha mantra or great mantra, and also one should practice chanting Chintamani Prakara Satmasu Kalbabriksha or the Nishinga Stotra. Ito Nishinha Parato Nishingho Yato Yato Yami Tato Nishingha. Every devotee should practice in order to chant some mantra perfectly so that even though he may be imperfect in spiritual consciousness in this life, in his next life, he will not forget Krishna consciousness even if he becomes an animal. Oh, a devotee can become an animal. Didn't know that. Of course, a devotee should try to perfect his Krishna consciousness in this life, for simply by understanding Krishna and his instructions, after giving up this body, one can return home back to Godhead. Even if there is some fall down, practice of Krishna consciousness never, ever goes in vain. For example, Ajamil in his boyhood practiced chanting the name of Narayan under the direction of his father. But later in his youth, he fell down and became a drunkard, a woman hunter, rogue, and thief. Nonetheless, because of chanting the name of Narayan for the purpose of calling his son, whom he had named Narayan, he became advanced even though he was involved in sinful activities. Therefore, we should not forget the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra under any circumstances. It will help us in the greatest danger as we find in the life of Gajendra. My dear devotees, Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Sataine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. How did you like the purport? Yes, some good insights, no? Please, when we hear a purport, it's nice if we read it on our own times a little later, when we can stop as we read and then think about it and then go on and stop again and so on. Yes, so here we find instructions how to chant. Prabhupada says one should practice chanting. It's every devotee should practice in order to chant some mantra perfectly, so that even though he may be imperfect in spiritual consciousness, in this life, in his next life, he will not forget Krishna consciousness. I want to ask you a question this morning. What is this? What is this?
Four capsules.
So these are two capsules. They look exactly the same from the outside. Oops. But one is full and the other is empty. However, from the outside, they look same size, same texture. I think it is made from vegetables. Is it? Am I? Who knows? They're ekadasi, cellulose. Yeah, like we find in oranges, for instance. They look the same, but they are very different. And the effect of this capsula is very different from the effect of this. I hear this is one of the very vollwertig medicines. So the chanting, of one person may look the same as the chanting of the other person, but one chanting is empty, the other is full. And this wouldn't be interesting if there wouldn't be an entirely different effect. Entirely. I mean, we have learned about placebo medicine, so is it really entirely different? If I think this is a medicine, perhaps it will work. Yeah, but it won't work always and sometimes not for long. So, my dear devotees, there is chanting and there is chanting, and the chanting is totally different from the chanting. I'm trying to make a difference here. There is a devotee can chant and not be in Krishna's presence. We hear that the holy name is identical with Krishna. May I ask who of you have seen this? I know the bhaktas will immediately go. Who of you has seen this? And how often? Could it be that we have empty capsulas? And could it be that if we just learn how to chant properly, we get full capsulas? These are questions which we have to ask ourselves. Questions which, by the way, are asked in any bona fide spiritual tradition. There is a very interesting poem. It is very well known in spiritual circles by Rumi. One man was chanting the whole night, and his lips grew sweet by the taste of the divine names. In the morning, his neighbor, who was an atheist, said, "You have called for Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Has he come already?" And the man who had chanted said, "No," and went to bed and fell into a disturbed sleep. To translate this into our situation, you have chanted this morning, you have called for Krishna. Has he come to you? Has he come? You have called for him. He's identical with his name. Should be there, no? So this man, when he was having this question, when the question came to him, he gave up his chanting because he felt there is no use. There is something like chanting which is not so strong. We once had in Mayapur a contest of kirtaniyas, kirtan singers. We had invited these amazing kirtaniyas who can sing, wow, and they can play madanga, wow, any ISKCON madanga player. Well, we have by now very good players, but normal, we can't come close to that type of singing. The range has wie hoch er singen kann und wie tief er singen kann. Incredible! So we made a contest. These are, Prabhupada was then informed, and there were loudspeakers, and there were one group after another. They had a slot of, I think, 20 minutes, and then the next came, and the contest was who's the best. The loudspeaker was pointing right at Prabhupada's big building, and the devotee asked Prabhupada, "How do you like these amazing kirtans?" And Prabhupada said, "They are not chanting Hare Krishna." loudspeaker. It was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It can go very long. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Prabhupada, this is Hare Krishna? No. They are not chanting Hare Krishna. What then are they chanting? Prabhupada said, money, money, money. It looked like the Hare Krishna mantra, but it was empty. These groups are hired for marriage parties and, you know, any type of religious gatherings as live musicians, and because it's the culture in Bengal to chant bhajans, and there's Naam Kirtan, there are various forms of kirtans. And afterwards they get a payment from which they live. You can't capture Krishna simply by vibrating the syllables with your tongue. Krishna will come down in his holy name only when he feels attracted to you by your bhakti, your devotional service. You chant empty names, in other words, if you don't have the right devotional mood behind it. Rupa Goswami describes this in a very famous verse, which I think we have heard, but I will quote it again in Sanskrit. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevon Muke Hi Jivaro Svayam Eva Spurajyada. This verse said, therefore, Shri Krishna's name and everything about Krishna, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, adi means etc., cannot be grasped by the material senses. You can't see, you can't hear, you can't get the totally transcendental Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, he becomes manifest. The word is spuratyada. Spurti means it's a manifestation, short in the beginning, but then longer and longer to you when you are inclined to serve him, if you have a mood of service. That's why Prabhupada says the meaning of chanting, the essential thing is please engage me in your service. No? You have perhaps said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Where is the please? Where is the accept? And where is the word seva in the mantra? I only hear Hare Krishna drama. That, yes, but the mood in which you chant, which is necessary for which Krishna waits, so to say, is a humble devotee mood where you turn to Krishna with love and devotional service. Then he will descend by his mercy, because he is attracted to you, and will say, I must come to this devotee. I must show myself to them. And he has attracted me by the full name. No? It's full with devotion, the name. It's not empty. And therefore he has come, and Krishna will come. So, I personally believe if we hear such a lecture, you have heard such types of lectures, and most probably you've heard it with the capsulas, and I just thought to show you the capsulas so that it really sticks in the mind as a help. I believe we need to now also hear the okay, then tell us, how do we chant with devotion? How do we chant full names, Mr. Lecturer? It's not enough to just discourage me early in the morning on an empty stomach. You know, that give me something I can do so that Krishna can come. So, my dear devotees, I have, as you know, as an individual, I'm in the privileged position that I can just travel and give lectures and explore the subject of Krishna consciousness. I don't have to do anything else than that. And I'm trying to understand how to chant myself full names, and I'm trying to also find ways to help all of the wonderful devotees who are already chanting. So after many years, I have come up with something based on the Bhagavatam and the Acharyas and Prabhupada, which works very well for me. But please let us remember, any technique, any method, any formula, any practice only works if we put our devotional heart into it. No? It's not by mechanical things. They help you in material life, systematics, methods, techniques, structures. But in spiritual life, you always need to have the spirit, which is composed of an inner attitude, an innere Haltung, of your deepest desires, and so on and so forth. When I sit down, I look at my intention before I start to chant. Why do I chant now? Well, and I form an intention. I want to be with Krishna. I want to purify my heart. I want to serve him now. I want this my time with the Lord. So my intention is I will give my best. I know chanting must be, in the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, hearty deep. It cannot be lip deep. Have you been in conversations where the person who talked to you was mostly saying things which he did not really mean? And I think we feel that. Sometimes it's unavoidable to have polite social conversation. But we do feel there is a difference when someone really talks to us and he gives us some of his insight. He talks from his heart as the real person. So in chanting also, try to not chant lip deep, but heart deep. That means mean it. You know, there is a meaning of the mantra. There are various meanings in our scriptures. You can read, and Mahanidhi Maharaj has written a book, The Art of Chanting Hare Krishna. There's a chapter where he has given various meanings from Acharyas, and he has put them all together in one place. Very, very nice, and so on. But yes. So the intention should be here. I will make this a good time. If you have the intention, I just need to finish my quota, or some part of my quota, maybe some four rounds and so on before I do my daily life, then Krishna will not become pleased by your service attitude, say von Mucke. He will think, oh, he just is a German who wants to fulfill his duty, you know. I said it and therefore I do it, you know. This is not so devotional. So the intention. Then the next is try to come to that place within you that is sincere. This is something from spiritual psychology. We are active on different levels. Sometimes we are just functional. We want to do things which we are meant to do. But there is also some level in us that is sincere. You see that in conversations also. I heard a few days ago, there was a wonderful conversation, I was not there, of devotees, and they really were sincerely sharing their opinions on a certain subject matter. And in that sincere sharing, where the deeper part of them spoke, you know, there was so much sweetness. So let that part in me chant that is sincere. I'm always saying to myself, let the Maya Das not chant, let the Krishna Das in me chant. Yes, there is a Maya Das in me, a conditioned soul who has been a servant of Maya so long. But there is also a Krishna Das who becomes stronger and stronger as the years go by, who wants to serve Krishna, who wants to please Krishna, who wants to be together with Krishna, and who's interested only in Krishna, 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 Krishna. So sincerity, no? Sincerity means to come to that deeper place in you, which is there, but which may not always be active. It was very active when you joined and became a devotee and gave up so many things, including perhaps your wristwatch. Perhaps. And the last thing is attention. There is a very interesting lila. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every morning comes and talks to the residents of the town of Navadvip. The Navadvip Vasis. He talks to them. They come to say good, to wish him a good morning and to hear some words of wisdom for him. And he says to them that one morning, very sincerely, I request you to chant this mantra. It will give you all perfection. It was my simple request, please chant it always. And in the purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives us an advice which we have heard also this morning from the pages of the Bhagavatam. It's an advice how to achieve some perfection in the chanting. He says, one achieves perfection of chanting the mantra when one keeps the vibration in the heart and controls the wandering mind. This is what giving attention to the name means. You just bring your, we heard this the other day, mana samharana, withdraw your mind and you bring it to the deeper place within you, the heart. And when the mind will start to wander, as it will, 100%, the mind always wanders, it's what it does, then you bring it back to the vibration in the name. So here we have now three things to observe. Do you remember the first? Perhaps I went a little fast. It was intention. I have the intention, Nikonya, when I sit down, let me give my best now. No, the intention that I fix in my mind. The next thing was, do you remember? Sincerity. It means I come in contact with the deeper place in me. I would say, let that part in me, which is the Krishna Das, the servant of Krishna, let that speak. And the last is attention. I thank you. You are listening so nicely. I want to Kong. So it's intention, sincerity, and attention. I could give you for everything Sanskrit verses, but I want to keep it very practical now. This is practice oriented. Intention means sankalpa. In the 11th canto it says, whatever you fix as your sankalpa, that you will attain. Sincerity, we find a prayer of Jagadananda Pandit, when the soul meets sadhus, it learns that it's a Krishna Das, really, be a servant of Krishna. And from that time on, he calls out to Krishna, oh, I've forgotten you, my dear Lord. No, that's about sincerity. And attention we find in the Bhagavad Gita, a beautiful verse. There are many verses that from wherever the mind wanders, one should certainly bring it back under the control of the self. No? So let the self chant, that's, and bring the mind back. This all together is something you can easily remember. ESR, if you use a Sanskrit pronunciation, means Isha. You know this word from a book which you know, Ishopanishad, no? It's the Upanishad spoken about Isha. Isha means the Lord. Isha is a name of Krishna. It means the Lord. Isha. The Supreme Lord, actually. So, so what was there again? The I stands for
intention.
The S for? Yes, and the A? For attention. That, thank you so much. This helps very, very much to chant properly the holy name, and that will help you to correct this problem of just chanting empty names, which is not really fulfilling anyone. No? To come to the place where you can chant, oh, sorry, they are very slippery. Full names. Something needs to be done. And first it's, I will give my best, you know, and then some sincerity. I'm here, my Lord, I'm calling out to you. I recognize, I want only you. And then in the process, to be willing to be attentive to the chanting, no? To always return back. That will help you to really come to that deeper place where you chant in the with bhakti, in the devotional service attitude. It's some focus is required, you know, when you do this. It you will see. Sometimes the mind is unwilling. It likes to be engaged in ordinary things and so on. It may rebel at the time. Oh, no, now I should. Ooh, I have so many things in my mind. Yeah, but yes. But you are sitting down to chant. You are anyway spending now 2 hours. So, or 1 hour, you may not chant in one go, or half an hour, or however long you can sit in one time. So why not make it the best, where you get the best result? What do you think, Nadia Biharini? It's something interesting. I would recommend you to type it in your mobile telephone, just ESA, simple, and then look at it, because at least I always forget everything. Isha, no? Intention, sincerity, and attention, and then sit down. Because Yes, the story of Gajendra is an old story. A king was cursed to become an elephant. But the Bhagavatam, you know, through these old narrations, which have been upheld within the traditions, the spiritual traditions, it brings principles which concern us. And that is that, yeah, in our lives we have to be aware that we do not that we do things properly. This I wanted to bring to your attention. I wanted to now see if you have any questions which you would like to ask. I'm sorry, here is a question there. I don't see. Yeah. Maybe Vishaka first. Vishaka? We have a microphone for you, Vishaka.
You were speaking, telling us that actually, within the universe, we should chant perfectly, even if we are not perfect. So how it's possible to do something perfectly if we are not perfect?
Yeah. How? A very good question. How is it possible to chant something perfectly when you're not perfect? Well, the answer is you follow instructions, but that's only half of the answer. Let me, however, explain this half with the, you know, there is a master electrician, and he tells his uneducated student, we say Lehrling in German language, he may just have entered the first day and is there. Now you go there and you take this red. First you need to take out the, what is it, the Sicherung. What do we say Sicherung in English? The fuse, thank you. And then you take the blue cable and the left cable, and you put it there, and then you again put the fuse in. But he doesn't really know what he is doing, but he does it, and boom, the electricity flows. I like this example very much because it tells us the main principles of spiritual life. Vishaka, this is now something where you need to focus your intelligence. It's a subtle point. See, spiritual energy has a certain shakti, which is called a vastu shakti, that there is a certain potency in it. The example is fire. It burns even the ignorant person. Or kala. Kala is time which moves us forward even though we don't know it. You know, put a banana on your table and come back 3 days afterwards. You will see it's a different banana. It's brown. What happened? The kala shakti has moved the processes of maturation there. Although you can't see it, if you stare at the banana and try to see it, you can't see it, you know, the time working. but it works. So in the same way, there is a certain Shakti in certain processes. And when you just contact them nicely, it starts to work. I would like to give an example which you know. I have watched you the last year very intently. You didn't see it. You know, it's always, I make my eyes, close my eyes, and then when I know no one looks, then I look. I have seen how, for instance, at the kirtan programs of in Kanu Priya's house, you come and you really, I mean, that's one of your good qualities. You close your eyes and you really chant. And after you, the chanting session, I have watched that you are different in your mood than when you came in. I mean, you are always joyful and kind and intelligent person. That, I'm not speaking here. I'm speaking spiritually. Something has happened. Now, did you chant perfectly or was the holy name perfect? I think it was because of the inherent quality of the holy name. You only did your best to be there in the chanting. And I think it's natural that you came all the way from Hannover, you know, so you came for the chanting, so you were made sure you were there. And after the chanting, everything else came, the connecting, talking, eating prasad, and what else we do in the Sangha, no? So, yes, even an imperfect soul, if he gives his best to chant, can be elevated, not by his own power though. It is by the power of the holy name. You know, your question, how can someone who is imperfect do something perfectly, is totally right. No one can imperfect. But here it's Krishna does it, not you. it's the Vastu Shakti in the holy name which does it. And my dear devotees, that's the reason why bhakti is celebrated, to be superior than karma. Karma is you make your own effort, or jnana, where you also meditate and analyze and so on. Because the karma yogi and the jnana yogi, they are left on their own strength. In bhakti, Krishna comes. And everyone can feel it. I have seen people come to Vrindavan and showing almost an appreciation for spiritual matters, who were absolutely new to bhakti. And for spiritual life, you never know. You would have to ask them what they have practiced before. I don't know, but I've seen miracles. And just a little while ago, this year, there was a group. I was 3 days with this group. There was a well-known actor. I didn't know him. His name was Harry. I asked him, "Are you Harry Potter?" And he says, no, this is a literary figure. I'm a real person with a passport." You know, so his name is Harry and something I forgot. And he, after 3-4 days in Vrindavan, he was just a changed person. Because the Vastu Shakti is there. An inexplainable divine energy of the Lord that works. I hope I have answered your question to some degree of satisfaction. This is how Hari Parshad would say it. Yes. There was someone else I did. I have not seen. Ah, yeah. Bhargavinda. Hare Krishna Bhargavinda. Bhagavinda does this wonderful kirtan programs here. Wonderful. Yes, Bhagavinda.
Can you give us some of the practical effects which manifest if we chant the real name?
The real name. Yeah, and Mahaprabhu has given 7 effects actually in his first verse of Shikshastakam, and I think some of them are experienced by us also. The first, he says, it clarifies the mind. Chetodapanamajanam. The mind is, or the awareness, compared with a mirror, and there comes this dust, it comes on the mirror, and it makes you more clear. That's what you can often think, see after kirtan programs. You can even also see it physically. How can you see a person's con? Try to look in the eye of a person and see if you can see some light in the eye. That light comes from the element pitta. Pitta is fire. So when someone is enthusiastic, we say in German language, one is fired up, no? Also in English language, we say German. Do we say German? I don't know. But in English, he's fired up. And it shows in the eye. Pitta rises and he has sparkling eyes. Try to see, but of course you have to be a little bit careful that no one feels you intrude their private place. You just look briefly and then look away so that no one is shocked that you look so closely. So that can be a symptom of the mind becomes free. You know, one becomes enthusiastic, one becomes happy. No, Cheto da panamajanam baba maha davagni nevapanam. The fire of material existence goes down. What does that mean? It means the fire. I don't feel any fire. My cloth is all right. See, it's not burnt. Where's the fire of material existence? It's more subtle. It's the desires which you have. They keep you on fire. So the desires will go down. Perhaps you have experienced and you feel more, yeah, let me be more spiritual. No? Material desires go down. This is the first. In Rupa Goswami's words, it's the Taraka Shakti. Remember, we spoke about the Vastu Shakti of the Holy Name. It's the Taraka Shakti. It liberates you, it frees you, it brings it makes your consciousness free from unclear things. And Paraka Shakti, it attracts you to Krishna. That everyone can feel. The effect, you can say any genuine spiritual realizations has these two things. You become free of something old, the mayic concept, and what else, and you become attracted to Krishna. Taraka and Paraka Shakti is working. Yeah. I have to look at the wristwatch. I do have an appointment. Oh yes, I want to leave you all with something very wonderful and very helpful. I'm now going. I have a preaching appointment. I have to be there at 1:00, and therefore we need to drive a little. But I wanted to there was once a gathering of my god brothers, and they discussed, they wanted to know if there is any way to find out what Krishna wants from us, even when the guru is not there to tell you, you might go in this way, you might go in that way. Is there a way uh, meant to find out. And they then sent Vishnu Jan Maharaj, a sannyasi in the early days of ISKCON, to ask Prabhupada. And Vishnu Jan came to Prabhupada and asked, is there a way to find out what Krishna wants of me? Do you sometimes have this question? What is in this situation? Or you can ask it more atheistically, as you most probably will do. What should I do in life? No, you don't. What I mean to say, Krishna is always the last person that Hare Krishna devotee turns to. I found out in my analysis of my own life, you know. Prabhupada once said, Krishna consciousness is so simple, you might miss it. So Vishnu Jan Maharaj asked, Prabhupada, how can I know what to do? This is, I think, is a common question in our life. There are situations in when we educate children, how can I know what to do? There is sometimes a question, should I go to this program or should I go to that program? Or, you know, this is a natural question, no? Should I marry? Should I not marry? Should I divorce? Should I, you know, all these questions. How can I know what to do? So Prabhupada replied, look in the corner. What do you see? When Prabhupada did this to us, that is, answer our question in a way we didn't think he would answer it, you know. How can I know what to do? Prabhupada says, look in the corner, what do you see? So Vishnu Jan looks in the corner and said, nothing, Prabhupada, I don't see anything. It was an empty corner. And Prabhupada replied, I see dust there. And he looked. Yes, there was dust, but he didn't see the dust. So cleaning needs to be, Prabhupada continues, so cleaning needs to be done. And because Krishna allows me to see it, it means I should do it. This is a very deep. In your life, your life, we are speaking about your life. If you want, I can tell names so and everyone, but I don't do this. If you look very closely and you look a little bit more exactly, perhaps you will see something which another person may not see. And if you see something in Prabhupada's mind, it is because Krishna allows you to see that. And it means now you should do something about it because Krishna has allowed you to see that. I think many of us have already seen things which others have not seen, perhaps. No? It doesn't mean it's better on one is better on and the other is worse. Not at all, Prabhu. That's not the point. Krishna allows everyone to see something. A kirtan devotee will see, oh, I should sing a melody with more accords and harmonies so that the devotees feel more at home. I think this was what Krishna allowed Ojashvi to see when he did that beautiful, at least many found it very beautiful, the Sylvester kirtan. No? It was, as a kirtaniya, he saw harmonies, chords, they should be too. It was a Western melody which is easy to pick up for Western taste. You may not even know what are harmonies and chords, but you may see in your life, oh, I should reach out to that person. No? Oh, Josh, we may not know that person which you feel you, which you see, you must reach out to that person. Do it, because Krishna has given you that ability to see. Should I read it again to you? Because it's very wonderful. No?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How can I know what to do? Prabhupada replied, look in the corner. What do you see? When Vishnu Jan Maharaj said nothing, Prabhupada replied, I see dust there. So cleaning needs to be done. And because Krishna allows me to see it, it means I should do it. I think if you think about this, it's very deep. It requires some reflection. But if you think about it, you will see many things that you have perhaps overlooked so far. And you will feel, you will have guidance. And of course, to do that, my dear devotees, you need to have a little peace, sit a little bit or walk, or you know, be a little bit on your own, and you will see many things. Especially here in this wonderful project, you will see when you look, oh, this needs to be done. If you do it, you will feel great encouragement in your heart. You will feel very happy. But it requires some reflection. With this, I want to leave you. I cannot answer any questions, nor can I talk to you, unfortunately. I really must zoom off, do the little packing. There's 5 minutes packing left. We must leave at 9 o'clock sharp, so that devotees wait already. It was like always a great pleasure to be with you. I wish you all the best. May Krishna answer all your questions. And thank you for keeping this project so alive and well for the festivals. It was again, so many came to me and said, wow, Maharaj, this is Vrindavan in Europe. Radhadesh is only Dwaraka. I'm making now a little advertisement that Radhadesh is also very nice, you know, we should not, but, you know, but this is Vrindavan, and it is a fact, there's a special atmosphere, because they're very special devotees, servants of Radha Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.